The Night of the Long Knives by Fritz Leiber. Chapter 1. I was 100 miles from nowhere, and I mean that literally, when I spotted this girl out of the corner of my eye. I'd been keeping an extra lookout because I still expected the other undead bugger left over from the murder party at Nowhere to be stalking me. I'd been following a line of high-voltage towers, all canted over at the same gentlemanly tipsy angle by an old blast from the last war. I judged the girl was going in the same general direction and was being edged over toward my course by a drift of dust that even at my distance showed dangerous metallic gleams and dark humps that might be dead men or cattle. She looked slim, dark-topped, and on guard. Small, like me, and like me wearing a scarf loosely around the lower half of her face in the style of the old buckaroos. We didn't wave or turn our heads, or give the slightest indication we'd seen each other as our paths slowly converged, but we were intensely, minutely watchful. I knew I was, and she had better be. Overhead the sky was a low dust haze, as always. I don't remember what a high sky looks like. 3 years ago, I think I saw Venus, or it may have been Sirius or Jupiter. The hot, smoky light was turning from the amber of midday to the bloody bronze of evening. The line of towers I was following showed the faintest spread in the direction of their canting. They must have been only a few miles from blast center. As I passed each one, I could see where the metal of the blast side had been eroded, vaporized by the original blast, mostly smooth but with welts and pustules where the metal had merely melted and run. I suppose the lines the towers carried had all been vaporized too, but with the haze I couldn't be sure, though I did see three dark blobs up there that might be vultures perching. From the drift around the foot of the nearest tower, a human skull peered whitely. That is rather unusual. Years later now you still see more dead bodies with the meat on them than skeletons. Intense radiation had killed their bacteria and preserved them indefinitely from decay, just like the packaged meat in the last advertisements. In fact, such bodies are one of the signs of a really hot drift. You avoid them. The vultures pass up such poisonous hot carrion, too. They've learned their lesson. Ahead, some big gas tanks began to loom up like deformed battleships and flat tops in a smokescreen, their prows being the juncture of the natural curve of the off-blast side with the massive concavity of the on-blast side. None of the three other buggers and me had had too clear an idea of where Nowhere had been, hence, in part, the name, but I knew in a general way that I was somewhere in the Deathlands between Porter County and Washita Parish, probably much nearer the former. "It's a real mixed-up America we've got these days, you know, with just the faintest trickle of a sense of identity left. Like a guy in the patternest cell in the most locked-up ward in the whole loony bin. If a time traveler from mid-20th century hopped forward to it, across the few intervening years, and looked at a map of it, if anybody has a map of it, he'd think that the map had run, that it had got some sort of disease that had swollen a few tiny parts beyond all bounds. Paper tumors, while most of the other parts, the parts he remembered carrying names in such big print and showing such bold colors, had shrunk to nothingness. To the east he'd see Atlantic Highlands and Savannah Fortress. To the west, Walla Walla Territory, Pacific Palisades, and Los Alamos. And there he'd see an actual change in the coastline, I'm told, where three of the biggest stockpiles of fusionables let go and opened Death Valley to the sea, so that Los Alamos is closer to being a port. Centrally, he'd find Porter County and Manteno Asylum, surprisingly close together near the Great Lakes, which are tilted and spilled out a bit toward the southwest with the big quake. South-centrally, Washita Parish, inching up the Mississippi from old Louisiana, under the cruel urging of the Fisher sheriffs. Those he'd find, and a very few other places, including a couple I suppose I haven't heard of. Practically all of them would surprise him. No one can predict what scraps of a blasted nation are going to hang on to a shred of organization.